Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today, one that is very prominent in some news sources, very silent in most of the social media news sources, in the Communist Network News, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, etc., etc. I've rolled the dial constantly over the weekend trying to see if there's any evidence of any of the media talking about the Twitter files and what is being revealed. Tucker Carlson calls it the biggest First Amendment violation in U.S. history. And I believe that to be so, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion. Are you familiar with this issue? Have you heard it? Are you familiar with it? What comments do you have? Are you concerned about now finding out the truth of what's been taking place for some 3-plus years? Ladies and gentlemen, if we question the 2020 election, we're called racist, bigots, white supremacists, election deniers. And ladies and gentlemen, most of the Republicans have bought the lie from the left, and they're afraid to say anything about the fact that we did have a stolen election in 2020. In fact, we had another stolen election in November of 2022, but you're called a white supremacist. You're called a racist, an election denier. And as a result of that, most spineless rhino Republicans, that's Republicans in name only, and we have quite a number of those, in fact, 12 of them in the Senate just voted for the new legalization of the sodomite marriages across America that's going to destroy anything that's called freedom of speech and religious liberties for Christians in America. And we have more and more of those in the House and the Senate, ladies and gentlemen, that are afraid of standing up and speaking the truth. They say we want to reach across the aisles. You know what that means? Reach across the aisles means we're willing to compromise truth. We're willing to compromise facts. We're willing to compromise morals and ethics and values in order to go along, to get along, and to have some committee chairmanship or some committee responsibilities other than just being told to sit in the closet and be silent. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that most today, perhaps you are listening and do not recognize the danger of not having a fair, honest, reliable election. Our constitutional republic is at stake. In fact, it is something that I believe Elon Musk is right when he makes the statement that says our constitution, our civilization is the future of our civilization is at stake with what is taking place with the revelations now with Twitter. As you realize, some of you may not have known this, but Elon Musk came in, and it was about $44 billion. He bought the website or the media called Twitter. And on Twitter, he has started searching. By the way, you realize when he signed up to purchase that back in March, I believe it was, of this year, for some $44 billion, he had the right of investigation to determine what's happening in Twitter. He discovered that multitudes, mega millions of bots, B-O-T-S, that is phony, robotic responders that looked as though it was Twitter followers that were not. and he almost backed out of the purchase as a result of that, but he went forward with it. And that is revealing that Jack Dorsey and the entire entourage at Twitter had been simply used as the right arm of the socialist Marxist left, including the Biden administration, to simply do the Biden administration's bidding. And part of that bidding was to absolutely run interference for anybody on Twitter that would tell the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, our Bill of Rights are at stake. Let me repeat it once again. If we do not have a First Amendment, you can toss the balance of our Bill of Rights. If we do not have the First Amendment, the right of free speech, and the religious liberties, you can toss the balance of the entire Bill of Rights as found in our Constitution today. Our religious liberties and our freedom of speech and our Bill of Rights are all up for grabs, and I believe it's a serious risk due to the fraudulent elections that we've had that continues to dissipate this. And now, as a result of it, steps to the forefront none other than Elon Musk. Elon Musk, prior to his purchase of Twitter, prior to his statements in relationship to revealing what was the connectivity with Joe Biden and his entourage in controlling Twitter and what goes on Twitter, before Elon Musk said that, before he stepped to the platform to do anything about that, I call it peeling the onion. But before that, he was praised as an entrepreneur. He was praised as one that was a mega billionaire. He was praised as one that was a genius in the space flights. He was a genius in the electric car innovations, et cetera, et cetera. Now he's being trashed. Now he's being demeaned. Now he's being challenged as being an imbecile or even less. But when he stepped on the scene, ladies and gentlemen, and bought Twitter, he brought out some new revelation in relationship to what is taking place and how it is happening. Look at an article that says, bombshell, Twitter files suggest censorship driven by politics and connections and not based on facts. This article reads, Elon Musk allowed Americans a glimpse inside the explosive Twitter files in a process certain to take many more days. But the first release of memos gave a sobering look, suggesting censorship on the platform during the 2020 elections was driven by politics and political connections more than based on facts. The article further reads, Twitter's new owner used independent journalist Matt Tibbia, that's T-A-I-B-B-I, to release a small, fresh batch of internal documents Friday night, detailing how efforts to censor thought on the platform began, then accelerated during the last presidential election, building to a crescendo with the momentous October 2020 decision by the platform to block disinformation, as they called it, of the New York Post story about alleged corruption detailing the Hunter Biden laptop. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hunter Biden laptop, which has on it documentation and proof of the theft of things that we would call punishable by imprisonment, where actually involved in, he was actually involved in, along with the entire Biden family cabal, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, and Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was the tip of the spear to make the transactions and deals in Ukraine, where they were washing hundreds of millions of dollars from Venezuela, Ukraine, Russia, and China, that they were doing business. In fact, may I just tuck this in, ladies and gentlemen, based on the Hunter Biden laptop, Joe Biden is totally compromised. Based on the Hunter Biden laptop, Joe Biden is owned, operated, and controlled by not just the political left, but China. He is a puppet for China. He's a puppet for Putin, and therefore will not find anything to vindicate and to help America from Russia or China based on her Biden and his compromise with that. It goes on to say here in relationship to it, though fragmentary, the narrative, the screenshots, the first memos made a compelling case that Twitter executives censored the Hunter Biden laptop story in the final days of the 2020 election, even though they lacked any substantiation for the justification that the materials were derived from hacking and therefore in violation of the platform's rule of conduct. Ladies and gentlemen, they were told, listen carefully, they were told, Twitter executives were told by the Biden leadership in his campaign and in his presidency, officials at Twitter were told what to post and what to take down, what they could do and what they could not do. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a conspiracy, if you please, with the federal government becoming involved in the censoring of our freedom of speech. It was not just the censoring of the Biden laptop, which is absolutely a bombshell today, because when the truth is fully known, you'll understand why the powers to be had it totally censored, because had we the people known what was taking place, Joe Biden would not be seated in the Oval Office today. He would be in the process of being tried, sentenced, and convicted to spend lifetime in jail for being that puppet that was undermining the freedoms of America. This article further says the FBI General Counsel Jim Baker, then Twitter deputy counsel, laid out the lack of evidence even more clearly. Quote, I support the conclusion that we need more facts to assess whether the materials were hacked, he wrote. At this stage, however, it is responsible for us to assume that they may have been and that caution is warranted. In other words, he said, we don't have any facts, but we need to go ahead and operate on the basis as though these documents were hacked. You see, ladies and gentlemen, for 3 years now, they've said that the Hunter Biden laptop material was Russia's disinformation, that his laptop had been hacked, etc. Now even some of the media is coming forward and saying that they have been authenticated, that they're really factual documentations of Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Joe Biden's involvement with selling America. This article says that they have continued to do so, and the government involvement in the story is absolutely fully known today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's where our federal government saying who can be winners and who can be losers. So where the federal government has stepped in and through the arms of Twitter and other social media, they control what you can say and what I can say in relationship to the freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk is now using his ownership of Twitter to point out the federal government has been censoring our freedom of speech and our religious liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, we have contended all along that there's something wrong with what's happening. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. You can try to go on Facebook today. You can try to go on Instagram today. You can go on Google today, any of the other social medias. And if you say anything about the election of 2020, if you question that, if you question what is happening with the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our schools, if you question anything about the election, whether it was fraudulent or not, if you question anything about the forced mandates for the COVID jab, then you are censored, and your tweet, heretofore tweet, your statements that's made on social media are in some way shadow banded, or they are removed or canceled, or you put in Facebook jail, as it is called. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that Facebook now has a new owner. Look at an article that says FBI coordinated with big tech. Listen, it's not just coming out of a little independent, non-elected bureaucrat behind the desk on behalf of Joe Biden. We have the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the CDC, the FDA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, infinitum, that's operating at the behest of Joe Biden and the socialist, Marxist, communist network today to make sure that our speech, our freedom of speech, our religious liberties are absolutely curtailed. This article says FBI coordinated with big tech censorship ahead of the 2020 election revealed in agent's deposition. This is where the Missouri Attorney General has filed suit against Homeland Security, ladies and gentlemen, and the information is coming out. Officials from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security frequently met with major social media companies ahead of the 2020 election and pointed out that users and pieces of content for removal, according to the information from the deposition of the senior FBI agent revealed by a state attorney general. Quote, we found that the FBI plays a big role in working with social media companies to censor free speech from weekly meetings with social media companies ahead of the 2020 election to ask for the accounts takedown, according to the Missouri Attorney General, Eric Schmidt. He He's talking with an individual, a special agent named Eric Chan, C-H-A-N, has given major social media companies warnings that have led them to censor information about a laptop belonging to Hunter Biden, son of President Joe Biden, shortly before the election that put Biden in office, according to a lawsuit against the Biden administration led by Schmidt and Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry. The laptop contained information about Hunter Biden's overseas dealings that appears to indicate attempts to sell access to his father, who at the time was just vice president. The suit alleges that the administration violated the First Amendment by influencing social media to censor all speech, including the laptop story of Hunter Biden, and it suggests that Biden might have lost the election if his voters were aware of this information. He goes on to say that the FBI regularly sent social media companies listings of URLs and social media accounts that should be taken down because they were disinformation from marginal foreign media influence operations, Schmidt said, adding that on many occasions the platforms took down the accounts and flagged by the FBI. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, here is Twitter and Facebook and other social media outlets that were courted by the FBI, and the FBI telling them that it could be Russian disinformation, and so therefore this needs to be taken down, this needs to be silenced, this needs to be taken down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It says, yet the attorneys generals believe the FBI was specifically trying to suppress the truth and free speech in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in what would almost be called a dystopian novel today, as with George Orwell in his book entitled 1984. In fact, much of what he said in the book 1984, the book was written and published back in the late 40s, and it projected 1984 what America would look like. And may I say to you, it's looking more like he had insights more than we would like to realize or think about that he had in his writing of that book. We have today, ladies and gentlemen, contended all along that something was wrong, something was happening, something mysterious, something unethical was taking place, and now we know what is happening. And again, I go back to an article. Elon Musk, this is the headline, Twitter in battle for the future of civilization. And he goes on to state, Musk measures the protection of free speech on Twitter, including the elimination of COVID misinformation policy. Ladies and gentlemen, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, Yahoo, and all of the other big tech platforms, ladies and gentlemen, we have been totally controlled in the past 3 years in particular in relationship to truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we were silenced about the what was taking place with the mask. We were silenced about the mask lies, where we were told that you didn't have to have a mask, then you've got to have a mask, then you've got to have two masks, you need to wear three masks, or maybe you need to have the mask and an N95. We were silenced about anything that we said in questioning that. We were silenced. We, the people, were silenced on any of the social media about the lockdowns. We were silenced about the death jab called the COVID vaccination. We were silenced about the stolen election in 2020 and being silenced today about the stolen election in 2022. We were silenced about any quotes regarding the fraudulent mail-in ballots and the stolen election. Now, Elon Musk has come to the forefront. He's doing what I call peeling the onion. And layer by layer, he's bringing out the facts in relationship to what has taken place. Let me just read you a little blurb of President Trump's response to this. Headline, Trump responds to Elon Musk's Twitter revelation, dated December the 4th. Former President Donald Trump responded to the release of the Twitter files this weekend, decrying what he described as official corruption across federal government and big tech firms. Quote, the same level of fraud took place with other big tech companies, if not even worse, if that is possible, Trump wrote on social media. We are living, this is a quote from President Donald J. Trump, we're living in a very corrupt country, and as they are saying all over the internet, nothing will be done about it because the Justice Department and the FBI are totally corrupt themselves. But they'll keep investigating boxes. that were legally and openly taken from the White House. Does anybody notice that the lamestream media is refusing to report about this? Even a simple mention on the Twitter revelations, he said. Watch closely. You will see barely mentioned. Let me just stop there. I can underline that with a yes. I've watched on rolling the dial. Not another media has said anything about the Twitter revelations. Now, Fox News touched on it a little. They've interviewed a few people, but other than that, it's been silence, been crickets with anybody talking about it on the media, the mainline lamestream media, as Trump calls it. He says, we have a corrupt media, the likes of which has never been seen before, but fear not. We will make America great again, Trump says. His comments were prompted after Twitter owner Elon Musk posted and endorsed journalists to release the files called the Twitter Files thread, which detailed alleged attempts by Twitter former management to suppress the New York Post article of 2020 about Hunter Biden's laptop. With weeks to go before the 2020 election, Twitter censored the New York Post report and even prevented any users from sharing it in direct contact messages. The New York Post, meanwhile, was locked out of its account for more than 2 weeks and could not post any information about Hunter Biden's laptop leading up to and including the election of Joe Biden in 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been silenced. Our constitutional free speech has been silenced. We can see on social media is what I call our town square. Let me repeat again for those that may not have noticed that. Our town square formerly was where a person would go with his placards, his information, what he wanted to say, and have conversation in the town square, releasing information where a pastor, for example, would challenge a politician from the pulpit. It would be reduced to placards and information for the town square to go in and basically echo what is taking place and what's being said. Today, social media, big tech and social media have become our town square. And today, big tech and social media exercising our constitutional liberties, rather than exercising them, they have been absolutely sequestering them and censoring them. Ladies and gentlemen, our constitutional liberties, our freedom of speech, our religious liberties, back in the day, as I call it, that is yesteryear, back in the day, we would march in the town square with our billboards and placards and our free speech and talk about politicians and talk about issues, talk about spiritual things, religious interests, et cetera, et cetera. So if the government today, ladies and gentlemen, through the Biden administration, controls Twitter, if they control Google, if they control Facebook, if they control Instagram, if they control Yahoo, and they do, they're effectively controlling our free speech. They're controlling our town square free speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, Musk says Twitter suppressed free speech under orders from the government. Now, this is a massive article. I'm going to try to hit the high spots for you to understand it. Elon Musk says that Twitter suppressed free speech under orders from the federal government. Elon Musk suggested that Twitter was acting under government orders to suppress free speech, with his remarks coming hot on the heels of the release of the trove of documents that lift the lid on some of the social media platform censorship and their statements in relationship to the 2020 presidential election. Twitter acting by itself to suppress free speech is not a First Amendment violation. But when acting under the orders from the federal government to suppress free speech with no judicial review, Musk says, is absolutely illegal. Musk's remarks came in the context of Friday's unveiling of a series of internal Twitter communications that give us insight into the steps taken by the staff at the social media platform around suppressing the New York Post explosive Hunter Biden laptop story. Twitter's internal files on the company's free speech suppression, Musk on Friday shared a thread from the independent journalist who detailed a series of internal media Twitter communications that give insight into the various actions taken by the staff at the social media platform, including around suppressing the laptop of Hunter Biden. Epoch Times has not been able to independently verify the content of the disclosure published and shared on the media. In one of its posts, we shared a screen grab of an internal Twitter email dated October the 24th, 2020, which appears to show Twitter executives sharing a list of five tweets allegedly identified by people from campaign and then candidate Joe Biden himself. He wrote in the comment, quote, by 2020, requests from connected actors, that is political actors, to delete tweets were routine. One executive would write to another, more to review from the Biden team. The reply would come back from Twitter, handled, already taken care of. Musk replied that the tweet, the word handled, follows the three fire emojis. He later responded to his post with the statement, quote, if this is a violation of the constitutional First Amendment, then nothing is. That prompted Musk to respond and say that Twitter, as a private entity acting on its own to suppress free speech, isn't a First Amendment violation. But when acting under direct orders of the federal government or federal agents to suppress free speech with no judicial review, it is a total violation of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights in our free speech. Ladies and gentlemen, another article says Elon Musk claims more smoking guns are on the way from Twitter. The new Twitter CEO, Elon Musk, said there will be more smoking guns after he and a journalist released the Twitter files late last week and revealed how Twitter's previous management censored free speech in America. We're just going to put all the information out there to get a clean slate that we will be irretrievably better, and it will force other media companies to also be more truthful, or else they will lose their readership, Musk said Saturday during a Twitter Space event. There was, he added, a very different standard applied to the Republican candidates and the U.S. versus Democratic candidates by the company's management before he bought it 2 months ago. Ladies and gentlemen, the short of it all is that through Twitter, they were censoring free speech from conservatives, from Christians, from patriots, and from Republicans. And that free speech censorship, ladies and gentlemen, brought to the forefront Joe Biden, that is now illegally seated in the Oval Office because the election was, in fact, a stolen, fraudulent election. And as a result of that, free speech was squelched through Twitter and others. This article, another article says, though police alarm, U.S. urges you to confront friends with misinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough with the social media, but now Joe Biden's administration offering a $5 million starter fund for an organization to set up that will then encourage citizens to tell, to snitch on friends and relatives and neighbors if they contend that you're pronouncing something that is disinformation or misinformation. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, our Bill of Rights being eviscerated. We need to be alarmed as Christians. Speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.